And hey, dear friends, this is Rust Is Dart. It is now April 30th, Walpurgis Night, 2010. 500 million satanic rituals in the last 30 to 40 years. 500 million satanic rituals. Look at the evidences of, the victims themselves. And if the lowest possible statistic is about a million, or back in the 90s, 2.4 million given by Holly Hector from Centennial Hospital, where there was a ritual abuse ward there in the psychiatric unit. And the statistics way back then, almost, 16, 17 years ago, 2.4 million victims. Now, when I tell you these numbers again, we can go from 2.4 all the way to Colin Ross, the Canadian psychiatrist that wrote the book CIA Doctors and the Involvement of Purposeful Creation of Multiple Personality Disorder. Listen, believes it may be up to 10 million. So when we reduce it all down to 1 million, and listen, in your city, every city that I know of, every city across the United States has in their psych wards and in counseling centers individuals that have come in over the last 30 years, 20 years, 10 years that have, not only multiple personality or DID, that means sub-personalities that were purposely created, but they've been through satanic rituals. Now, I've heard the languages. I have seen them draw out the rituals. I have read books of shadows and materials. I've been taken to the sites. We even dug up bones at a big site and brought back. They used those bones at one of the police academies on the demonstration table in the cult crime, satanic crimes course at the police academy. So when we talk about this, we will be clear about there's a difference, not spiritually so much, but there's a difference between the practices of popular Satanists like the Church of Satan, Anton LaVey, and the Church of Satan, the Satanic Bible, and the Nine Statements. And even though there are death rituals, destruction rituals, sex rituals, and things like that, and across the board, rituals that will involve, the question concerning the Church of Satan type Satanists, that if they don't believe in a real Satan and don't believe in the real powers, then what are the rituals for? Why do them? They are very sophisticated and in some cases tough to learn. There's traditional Satanists, other occultists, the Kralinian rituals. I mean, we have here locally and on my website, shatterthedarkness.net, there's a picture of a little girl. Now, we lost the page once you click on it, but we'll get it back up because it's a case we were involved in concerning a little, 13, 14-month-old that was being ritually abused again and again and again. When she was finally ritually killed, the self-proclaimed black pagan and Crowley devotee, this individual is still in prison, convicted for the baby's death, along with the biological mother that has a background not only in paganism, but deeper and darker satanic-type rituals. It is said that they have gone to where we will probably be tonight, what is called Stairway. Stairway, where maybe that's the name of the coven that two or three or four, including a law officer, talked to us about, Stairway Coven. It was there she was taken, according to the biological dad, and some of her hair and other items were found on a slab. It actually was a tombstone turned sideways to be a ritual altar. There were metal big crosses and crucifix in this Catholic cemetery, but they had been taken and turned upside down. Little Jackie is dead, her sister alive. She had numerous broken bones, 40-some stab wounds in her feet, occult symbols tattooed without the ink into the side of her head. She had been used and abused again and again and again. Both the man that did it and the biological mother that allowed it and participated, they are still in prison to this day. Not everybody that knows about it, not everybody that were involved has been, you know, rounded up. It was all about seeking powers and wanting favors, and then there's even more to the story. It's a living case. It's a live case that we're not going to give up on at all right now. But when we talk about the differences of a traditional Satanist like the Cathedral of the Black Goat in California that would be dedicated directly to Lucifer and be those that proclaim their direct fellowship and that this is a living entity and that once you give yourself over and give yourself to, because I've got the Devil's Bible that was written by Father Maradon, once you go in, you cannot get out, and there's strict warning concerning that issue. And so you can look at the varieties of Satanism. You can look at self-styled Satanism. You can look at the varieties of paganism, Wicca, and goddess worship, and 2012ers in the New Age. All across the board, there's a different approach to Walpurgis Night. You can look back at the Gaelic, the English, the Finns, the Germans. You can look back at all of the different views concerning Beltane, the eighth solar Sabbath, the Belfire issue, the Maypole, the sexual festival, the fertility ritual. You can even go back if you want and take a look at the movie Wicker Man, the earlier one and then the later one on the island. And you could do a little study concerning the history of how real the background to that is. And if you look at all of it, you're going to find that whatever group that you kind of investigate or look into, you're going to find a difference in the styles and what it is they're doing. And what we're interested in tonight is the issue of the multi-generational, the deep undergrounders, and what they're going to do when it comes to, again, the satanic ritual abuse issue. Now, you've got pagans out there that have websites that are trying to dismiss it all, again, because they don't minister to people. They don't help anybody like that's been through this. They don't engage. They haven't investigated. They haven't gone after it. They can't give the answers to the victims. And this is true of many of the other groups that are involved in just defending their own positions. And I'm very clear, as Tom Wedge was, the author of the book The Satan Hunter. Again, a very good basic book to get into, written primarily in the beginning for law enforcement agents in dealing with occult and satanic crimes. Now, Tom made it very clear, and even Anton LaVey himself had Tom come to California and meet him, of course, after midnight. Tom tells me that Anton LaVey ordered some kind of steak or some kind of filet, rare or maybe even uncooked, I don't know. But anyway, the pictures that Tom gave us coming back from the Church of Satan, and when he came back to Akron, Ohio and did a session here, a training session, well, that's when some undergrounders, some real Satanists that are truly committed to the Luciferic serpent of light, believing that this one is to come, and they are here to be involved in the agenda, in bringing it. Now, listen, the Church of Satan also believes in the 90s, they have proclaimed the 90s becoming the age of their satanic evolution. And if you do study some of the satanic sites, and there's thousands of them, thousands of sites, and there are sites, satanic sites, that will describe spiritual warfare and how they are training their people in spiritual warfare, ritual warfare. There's going to be massive amounts of different kinds of rituals. It's amazing to me that tons of these rituals now death rituals, sex rituals, destruction rituals, let alone if you go to Santeria, Palo Mayombe, the Abakwa, Kuntabli, Voodoo, and all the rest. If you go to all those, you're going to find, you know, things that involve hex and spells. Again, conjuring. It all involves that. Now, one thing that's true, regardless of the background, whether it's one of the martyred saints the Catholic Church talks about in 1710, whether it's, again, what occurs in Ireland and England and Germany and Finland and the Czechs. They burn little rag doll witches-like and so forth and brooms. And some is about lighting fires to get rid of the demon spirits and the spirits of chaos. There's all kinds of, traditions and legends and practices and... So that's why I'm saying, when you think in terms of Walpurgis and Beltane, this night, tomorrow night, Sunday even, you're going to find a variety of backgrounds. I have no problem dealing with the different backgrounds across the board. None at all. We can take a look where some say the Church of Satan was founded 1966, April 30th. We can take a look at why Hitler and others committed suicide April 30th. Walpurgis night. We can look where secret societies, Illuminati, other groups and so forth find initiations and their beginnings, and they meet during these times. There's all kinds of groups that are going to meet tonight all over the place, whether there's special events at the Theosophical Society, New Age groups, gathering together. One thing that I see all the way through for all of these groups is the recognition that the spiritual veil between the world or the realm of the spirits and our realm grows very thin, very similar to Samhain, All Hallows Eve and Halloween. And so the concept is contact with the spirits and the spiritual activity. Now, let me say from a believer in Christ standpoint, from a biblical revelation, the Spirit of God shows us, listen, and our experience would be that the spiritual side is bursting, bulging at the seams. They're constantly seeking to come across. They're not just sitting over there waiting for someone to conjure. They are seeking to be sought. They are seeking those who would listen, those who would be guided, those who would open up, those who would be drawn to ritual. They are the ones that can teach the ritual. They are the ones that can give them a little inch, come through, and they'll take a mile. So you've got to understand the activity of the dark side, what that dark side's all about. You've got to understand that they are seeking to come through. And during this week, tonight specifically, tomorrow night specifically, there will be millions around the world, different branches of Wicca, different branches of pagans, different traditions around the cultures. And then there's going to be the New Agers and others, let alone, and who we're going to specify tonight, undergrounders that understand the powers that are needed, as we've been saying all week, to conjure for themselves, to conjure for those they're raising up in the covens, to conjure to send against the churches and pastors and Christians and leaders and so forth, the conjuring for advancing their cause, dirtying the air. Now, we've already talked about that Monday night and also on Tuesday and Wednesday. By the way, for the new listeners tonight, and I would say by the providence of God, we only have 1 hour here on Friday night, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you don't know, my name is Russ Dizdar, and we're glad to be with you. The website, shatterthedarkness.net, shatterthedarkness.net, is where you're going to find hundreds of MP3s packed with information. Very busy site, so take your time. And the topic for the week, events as precursors to the coming chaos. And I'll even say that tonight, what goes on tonight, whatever the ritual, whatever the doors that are open. Yes, for many, it will be only for tonight, for right now. But it involves in the scheme of the sequence of satanic evolution, that development, that agenda. It involves bigger doors, broader doors, more individuals, recruiting, and advancing towards that day. A day of chaos connected to the day of the rise or the visible unleashing of the world teacher, the world leader, the Antichrist. So we mentioned that rituals, and all week long I've been going over this figure, 500 million satanic rituals. I've already heard from individuals saying, how can it be, Russ? How can there be that many and nobody know? Well, as we've already said in Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday night, two things biblically. Go to the Old Testament. Look at 2 Kings 20, 21, 22. Go to 2 Kings chapter 3 and the weaponization, military use of satanic power to empower and enrage the Moabite soldiers to beat Israel. Or Ezekiel chapter 8, where God breaks a hole into the supernatural secrecy of serpent worship and rituals. It is very clear that God reveals, God shows that it's going on. It is very clear in the early days of the church, the seven churches of Revelation, and you can deal with the Nicolaitans, you can deal with the secret, deep secrets of Satan issue. But you can also look at a prophecy where God gives the picture of a future day. It hasn't arrived yet. It's not here yet. It's coming. It may be 6 months before Armageddon, 6 weeks before Armageddon, 6 days. I don't know how long. But it is the mother of all rituals. It is the release of demonic spirits, powers that will be global, that will involve the kings, political, and military leaders of the earth to gather the world's largest military system to Armageddon. Armageddon will not occur without the release, the ritual release of demonic powers. So what we see in the future is the mother of all. What we can begin to look at right now is the evidences of satanic ritual abuse, number one. It's one thing to begin to get involved. Another thing to begin to help individuals that are coming out. For those many ritually abused individuals, the sub-personalities that may be listening now or to the archives later, it is very, very, very clear that you know the ancient languages, the twilight language, the languages to summon the demons. In all the victims that I've dealt with, inside are sub-personalities, both priests, satanic, and priestesses, those who know how to conjure the demons, those who know the ritual working, those who know the symbols, the signs, the drawings, those who know what to do, those who know and are deeply experienced with the dark powers, the presence. So what I'm going to tell you tonight is, again, bring some revelation, some exposure to what has been going on. You see, in the Old Testament, right in the nation and the city of God, because King Manasseh opened the doors where Moloch worship and the sacrifice, the blood sacrifice of his own son was performed, God gave the headlines. It seems like nobody else would. That innocent blood had been shed from one side of the nation to the other. So I'm going to say to the pagans, to the Wiccans, to the New Agers, to the 2012ers, to the, you know, those in the secret societies, that would, you know, all of those that would say, well, we're not Satanists and we're not sacrificing children. And we understand that your practice is different. But I would only urge you also to look at the source of the spirit and spiritual presence you're into. And then number two, don't deny the reality of what's been going on in all of Europe, Canada, United States for the last 50 years. The incredible growth and development of satanic ritual abuse with the goal of creating subpersonalities and training literally what they would consider are superhuman beings with vast abilities, psi powers, and but we'll tell you again, in 25 years of research, and I'll be out tonight with individuals, and it will involve prayer mapping, looking, searching, hunting down. And I'm going to give you, for those who are believers in Christ, towards the end of the show tonight, about five factors that you can begin to do in your area. Now, let me stop just for a minute and just mention to you that on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, we have, the series that goes on all week. If you missed Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, you can go to the archives and get any of those that we've done Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Again, going over those, we'll have different factors and different point, you know, emphasis of each night. Tonight's emphasis is, well, what happens tonight? What does the satanic calendar say? What is the norm among the undergrounders? So you can go to shatterthedarkness.net, and there is a new series. You'll see it right away. Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. How to detect satanic ritual warfare and even the kinds of infiltration we've talked about. We've got about 7 hours of that up and another 6 hours yet to do. So it's an ongoing series along with many others. So check it out, and I can only give you so much tonight in 60 minutes or 58 minutes that we have, but you can get much more there. I'm going to tell you right now that any believer in Christ listening, that if you and some team members would get together and begin to, if you want to find out in your city, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm just telling you on a human level, I can guarantee you on my level of experience that you will find it in your city. If you find satanic, ritually abused individuals in your city, and I've come to believe now, I've been to every city, obviously. We've been to 30 cities in Pennsylvania. We'll be into Pennsylvania again, more and more, Michigan, other places, West Virginia. We've been to other states, but we've come to see that of the victims that we know, the victims that others out there are caring for, are coming from all kinds of states all across America. And so now it's very clear to me that this has been part of the agenda. This has been part of what has been plotted and planned since the 40s and foundations released in the 50s. We are now seeing the results. Here's two factors that many are missing. Anybody, psych wards, counseling centers, pastors, and those who are really out there caring and engaging and helping, SRAs, DID, you know who I'm speaking about. That the number one goal is always simply their deliverance, their healing, their help. But in the midst of that, massive information comes out. For over 20-some years, we've had subpersonalities take us to the ritual sites, homes of leaders, places, confiscated materials. To this very day, that goes on. Again and again and again and again. Pictures, books of shadows, all kinds of information, much of which we can't even give out yet. And so, over the years, we've come to realize this is very important right now. If you are working with a ritually abused, an SRA DID, if you're working with one, and they've come from your city, And let's just say it's a small city of a quarter of a million, 200,000, maybe 100,000. Let me say this. In towns right next to my bigger city, every one of them that we've been to, we find a richly abused person that's trying to get out. And in some places, we've prayed for and prayed for and prayed for because we had leads. When we get leads, we begin to, you know, look for a second witness and we begin to data bank things, and then we begin to pray about it and we look for more evidence. And then when we get enough on our agenda, we'll go after it. And it is incredible how God in providence, we find victims who've been crying to get out, or ritual sites, or others who had come across ritual sites. And so what is the most supernaturally guarded, supernaturally laced, blanketed activity going on, I believe, on the face of the earth? The darkest of satanic rituals, the deepest kinds, the kinds where direct communication, where demon spirits can give through the workers counterfeit prophetic words, supernatural things that can continue to re-empower them and dazzle them and speak about the coming new age. You see, when they meet sometimes, and it looks like now with all the factors in, that the underground satanic multi-generational bloodline groups, they meet maybe weekly. Small rituals, other rituals, rituals that are designed by, you know, per year or per 6 years in the development of what they would call satanic chosen ones. Well, we're looking at one coven alone in one city maybe doing, you know, 60, 70, 80, 100, 150 satanic rituals in 1 year. So every single place you find a satanic, richly abused person from that city, say Cleveland, let's say Newcastle, Pennsylvania, let's say Detroit, let's say across the board, doesn't make any, Los Angeles. If you find one in Los Angeles, I believe you're going to end up finding probably another, there'll probably be another 400 or 500. I bet if you check out the psych wards, which would only contain probably about a fourth of the victims that are showing up for help, over the years there may have been, you know, 400 or 500. You see, when insurances run out, they're booted out the door. They can only stay so long, and the secular psychs in the psych wards can only do so much. But the stats are very clear back into the 90s. And even if we're at 5 million cases, and every single richly abused person by the time they're 13 have gone through a minimum, they participated in and were used in up to 1,000, both small and large, and designed by age and date, satanic rituals. So I am trying to give you the lowest factor. When I say 500 million in the United States from coast to coast, I'm going to tell you right now that it's probably five times or more as many. I could tell you that right now that richly abused individuals all across the nation, those who've written books, those who have websites now, those who are in counseling and getting out right now, those who would listen to this, whether live or at the archives, I can guarantee you, if they had anonymity, if they had a way of protection, they'll come forward and tell you that these things are more than true, that Russ is only giving you the minimum. But I'm stressing this week, and I think most Christians have never heard this. Christians wonder why the church seems silent and suppressed. Christians wonder why there seems to be that dark, ominous, oppressive presence in their city. almost hanging over city after city after city, infecting and affecting the political ideology and events, obviously, and military and economic and environmental and everything. Now, in the series Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, the very first one I give you, the indicators. If your city has had satanic rituals going on for the last 30 years, 40 years, there are indicators that will show you this. Back biblically in Ezekiel chapter 8, the reason why I say that it must have been going on there 30, 40, 50 years without anybody knowing about it, right in the city of God, deep in the caverns on a physical level, hidden as best as possible. But as anyone working in this field and all the real Satanists, Luciferians that are listening right now, you know, and I know, that it involves a supranatural blanketing. A literal supernatural power that blankets and cloaks. This is why they're able to get so deep into the Vatican, to the Catholic system. This is why all across America they have sought to be a part of a church, get the use of the church, use the building between 12 and 3 in the morning to do rituals. I mean, that's part of their glory, to be right into a building, to summon the powers and release the powers right there in the buildings. We've been to church after church. We've only scraped the surface of the infiltration. I can also do a whole week series just on the infiltration alone and all the factors and the plotted and planned. I'm believing now that that all began in the 70s as a way to entrench highly trained satanic chosen ones with submerged and even sleeper demonized personalities. And priestesses and those who understand spiritual warfare to be standing right inside a church, sitting in a pastor's office or a counseling team, be in a worship service where, if undetected from the inside, and I did a session about a year or so ago called The Coven Within. In many of the chosen ones we've dealt with, they've got a circle of 13 sub-personalities that gather for one thing alone, conjuring demons, drawing in more powers, sending those powers out against pastors and churches, those that have been targeted. I want to tell you right now, they have, in a city, the city basically grid-mapped churches. If you find that you have an infiltrator designed to bring to you satanic ritual warfare, then once you become aware of it, please understand their plot and plan has been initiated long before you ever found anything out. Now that's another series maybe we'll do, maybe next week, just on that infiltration issue alone. For those coming in tonight, brand new to the live show, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Again, hundreds and hundreds we have MP3s, all kinds of stuff that we can give out, and we want to release as many of the hundreds of MP3s we can to you. Now, I'm going to tell you that right now that we have some teams going out tonight, and we'll give some follow-up on Monday or Tuesday concerning what's going to happen. And we are going to, and I'm taking a look here at a couple of the emails coming in, so I appreciate those that have come in too. And I want to mention, Pat has written in concerning the possibilities of what's happening in China with some of these kids and the attacks that are going on. Is that part of the Black Awakening, child attacks in China? And I would just say that, as far as what I know concerning that, no, they're similar, like the VTech shooter, almost like out of nowhere, he goes in and just begins to slaughter. Very similar to the ideas, but we can't delve deeply into that tonight because we want to dedicate discussion towards this issue. Now, we've got another individual that is written in. They have purchased the book Black Awakening. And, yes, we're going to have a second editor redo some cleanup on the book, but that won't happen, it doesn't look like, at least for another few weeks. But I'm reading some of the other areas, and they're asking about New York City. Listen, if New York City has, if you find one satanic, richly abused person there, let me tell you something. It's probably a city that probably has a few thousand. And I'm talking about those who are victims that are trying to get out. Half the individuals we've dealt with have never been to a psych ward. Some that we are engaging right now, they're barely even out. You've got to remember that many of the satanic, richly abused people that have subpersonalities are intact. That is, the main person is amnesic. They don't know they're missing time. They don't know what's going on. They are meant to be just living in society, going peripherally to some kind of church, making it look like that they are a very fine human being, but inside are active subpersonalities that can kill, that can unleash dark powers, that can conjure, that can do ritual killing, that can do every kind of, horrific thing that we have seen and heard over these years. And the sad part is, many of the crime issues that we've been into, it is true that the upfront person maybe didn't know that subpersonalities that switched and came up, killed, performed rituals, interacted with demons, had their satanic blood purified, in their view, charged. So, I'm telling you that in New York, you're going to have many victims that are both trying to get out and those who are still being controlled. And you're going to have covens, a network of covens. They can meet, it could be by them, you know, an individual can do it by themselves. They can meet with a few. They can meet with a group. They can meet with 50, 60, 70. Or in some places, in one case for us, about 500. So you've got to understand the sheer absolute law of secrecy on a physical realm, you know, level. But then you're going to have to deal with the fact that there would also be the supranatural cloaking. And all I can tell you again is look at Ezekiel 8. Nobody knew that the elders, when did it start? Who started it where 70 elders would be? Who started the coven there? Where all of a sudden now you've got 70, probably just the leadership. Others, and everything that would speak of deep, long-term, luciferic, serpent type of worship with satanic type rituals, blood rituals and everything else, and all the writings on the wall and everything else included, it's all there. And something like that's going to take time. Covens that if we were to engage, for example, in our area, one coven we want to deal with, I believe it's been there since the 50s. I believe that even though we have engaged one of their victims, who, by the way, in the beginning wanted out. They wanted out. I had a team of four or five with me, and they wanted out. And when we went back, they had already been sucked back in, taken away, and we've been warned that if we come to the house where this victim is located, they're calling the cops. Doesn't mean we can't pray. Doesn't mean we can't ask God to intervene. But when we have found the location of a, well, it would have the Nazi, the black flame, satanic blood, power in the blood, you know, that type of, ritual, background. And just because we found one who he instantly had sub-personalities that began to talk to me and tell me where and who and all the information began to just leak out. The demons began to surface and we had to pray and set up a meeting. But that's when probably handlers in the coven plus sub-personalities that are runners and informers and so forth and maybe even took the physical body back. Got to remember, towards the night when the person falls asleep, it's the sub-personalities, designated ones, that will get up to receive a call, to give a call, to come out, to take the physical body. And even when they get to the coven, they may go down only so that the priestess and others can come up. Listen, if you don't understand how it all works, you got to understand at least that at the lowest possible minimum in the United States, 1 million cases and growing. Now, I'm going to say that I believe at the very least 5 million cases and growing. You see, if you've worked with somebody and you are working with somebody or you are that SRADID and you're 50 years old or 55, then we go back to your children in most cases because you as a victim were amnesiac, subpersonalities did the ritual working on your children that have subpersonalities and that are demonized. Now, they are up now in their 30s, 38, whatever. And they now have children that have grown up and have subpersonalities and demonization and have all the same. And now we're into the fourth generation. So for all the counselors out there, for the pastors, the counselors, the psychiatrists, the psychologists, and those that are working with individuals, we can go to somebody near 60, down near in the 40s, 20s, and all the way now down to 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, a fourth generation. And if there's no intervention to help a satanic, ritually abused individual who has unhealed, undealt with, active subpersonalities that know how to split, program, conjure spirits, transfer, and do the work, many of the fourth, well, I would say second, third, and fourth generation multiples today, it all came from the family bloodline. At least somebody there. And so when I'm engaging now, as I have 8-year-olds and early teenagers, we're dealing with the fourth generation. And they already know, and we've done deliverance with demonic presence in them. We've found that they have parts in them that know how to conjure. And so they are like walking potential rituals. See, if they switch over to a subpersonality who's been in ritual, who's done ritual, been a part of ritual, been trained in ritual, been demonized, they can do it all. They can do it all. And we found them, they can be anywhere. They can be military, law enforcement, churches everywhere, teachers. I have no doubt that there are many that would be listening live. And there'll be others that could not listen live because subpersonalities take over and listen instead of letting them listen. And then guess what? They'll listen to it later in the archives. And so I would invite some of you that are SRADID and are coming out, then without question, let us know. I'm absolutely confident that you would say that when Russ says 500 million satanic rituals that really involve the summoning of demons, for the purposes of leaders taking them in, those being trained, taking them in, the purification or the demonizing of the blood idea, the release of them, sending them, targeting pastors, churches, and others, the release of some influencing governmental leaders, whatever, or they're even going against their enemies, and the idea of just releasing, you know, demonic presence into the air to kind of give a spiritual atmosphere. Now, when I say this again and again, and I've said this very clearly in the book, you can feel it in the air. I've been to ritual sites, feel it. I've been to homes with satanic rituals in it. I can feel it. I've been with multiples who have demonized sub-personalities ready to do ritual warfare and want to fight us. You can feel it. You can feel it walking into a room sometimes. I was at a large church where I knew there was an infiltrator that we were checking and going after, and I even had them on recording, sub-personalities talking, threatening us with death. So standing in that building, I could feel it. I could feel it, and I turned around through the crowds of hundreds of people. I looked through, and there is a chosen one, active, trying to stay cloaked. They walked up to me in the midst of the church, and they said, "Dizdar, we could feel it when you walked in. You think you feel thick, dark spiritual presence in your city, in your neighborhood, off someone, in a ritual site, in a wooded area? You understand something? When it comes to God's presence, power manifesting through a believer in Christ, they can feel that. They can feel prayers. Agitation can come. You read and study Acts chapter 16. Very good to see how Paul gets agitated when there's a demonic presence in the Greek called Python, manifesting through a girl predicting things for the future. You see, the predicting, she had the abilities, but she also had the demon. When he was spiritually agitated enough, he finally turns around. You read it, Acts chapter 16, look what he does and how he does it. That's how it's supposed to be done. Not like some stupid movie like The Exorcist, or the failure of what we see in the exorcism of Emily Rose. Utter failure. Don't read books to demons. They're only going to yawn at that. Actually, they're going to be active in doing what they can do to fight and take their place. If all you're doing is reading books, the simplicity is what Jesus taught, what Jesus did. Luke's Gospel chapter 10. Do it the way Jesus did it. He gave you the authority to do it. Now, I'm getting on that to say this. That again, whatever city you're in, and you can say you feel in the air, and I've got Karen sending me a note. Listen, I'm going to read this. Without a doubt, quote, I'm quoting now an email coming in. I appreciate it. Without a doubt, Detroit and Flint, and I agree with you because I've been to Detroit. And listen, Detroit and Flint are two cities that are so thick spiritually, I can hardly stand to be there. And you're right. As a believer in Christ, knowing the presence and the power of the Spirit of God in your life, God the Holy Spirit, greater is He, Megdala, the one in you than the one in the world, 1 John 4, right? Right. So your experience with the Spirit of God in your life that well, sometimes when you meet somebody, you can sense or feel the demonic presence in or on that has already probably identified you as a believer. I mean, it's very clear in the Gospels that demons know, they knew exactly who Jesus was. Even when we get to the case in the book of Acts where individuals, occultists basically, tried to use Jesus' name as an amulet, which they didn't have the right. If you don't know him, you don't have the right. If you don't know Jesus Christ in your life as Lord and Savior, you do not have the authority of Christ to do what a real believer in Christ can do. And that is to command, to order, and to deal with that dark spiritual entity or entities. And so in that case, the demon cries out, Jesus we know, and Paul. See, they know if you're a believer. As a matter of fact, right now, the question is whether you know. Do you really know whether you know Jesus Christ dwelling in you as Lord and Savior, as God? Do you know the power and beauty of His forgiveness, His indwelling, His literal personal presence in your life, and the gift of indestructible immortality? Do you have that? You see, Jesus, in dying on the cross, gave His life for all. And all the rituals that are being done tonight, all across America, Canada, Australia, all across Europe, being done now. It's probably the concept of the veil being thin. It's probably because there's going to be so much push on the dark side to get in, and so many doors that will be opened through all kinds of rituals, including the darkest of the dark. See, tonight on the satanic calendar, it's about human sacrifice. And as I've said before, that in your city, if you join up with somebody, I've got a few people doing this now. I've got a few people doing this now. And we're going to seek more. And I'm going to say tonight, maybe by God's providence, there would be some believers out there that would decide, you know what, in obedience to the great commission of Jesus, of reaching every soul we can, included in our massive prayer, fierce prayer intercession for the city, we're going to pray also against the dark powers. But we're also going to pray where the doorways are. Did you hear what I said? We're going to start praying concerning the doorway. Listen, if you've got dark, thick, demonic, oppressive presence over your city, how did it get there? How did it get there? You see, the laws of engagement, the ability for demons to manifest to this side, they have to have the rights. Individuals can give the rights for demons to come on and or in them, but it is their desire to come through them. Channeling can do that. Automatic writing can do that. But the most powerful way of releasing demons into this side, on people, against churches, into the air, over a city, is in blood ritual. Is like what occurred in the days of Manasseh, 2 Kings, like what occurred in the supernaturally charging, empowering of Moabite soldiers through a blood ritual on the city wall to a demon god that released powers so they could beat Israel. See, for a lot of believers, they don't understand how it works. For most society, they don't know. Because again, at this moment in history, it's a matter of supernatural, blanketed secrecy, moving everything towards the destabilization, the chaos, the anarchy that collapses it all, in order for a new regime. So the rituals done over the last 30 years and the rituals being done tonight are not only for now and for individuals here and for the cities and against the pastors and the churches, but it involves the presence that will be packing the air, packing society, influencing political and military, charging the developing and the new developing chosen ones for the day of chaos and the rise of Antichrist. There is no coming supernaturally induced chaos or supernaturally unveiling of an Antichrist without the powers behind it. There is no ability for direct spirits being sent against pastors and churches and others unless those who've learned how to do it, do it. And they now number the millions. This is beyond even what are on the websites all over the place. You can read all the kinds, the deepest, the darkest, and the ones that demonstrate even deep and dark hatred of all of Christianity. This involves the kinds that seek to not just suppress and weaken churches, but eventually to bring in their inverted satanic type Pentecost. Their birth will be in blood and chaos and anarchy, and then Antichrist, literally the fallen cherub, engaged in sexual, the cause of the conception of some bloodlined woman out there, maybe 30 years ago. I believe that he's alive already. That's my opinion. But he's not unveiled yet. According to Daniel, he'll be prophetically involved in politics on a lower level and eventually, you know, rise and then the unveiling. But Satan actually in human skin. All of the undergrounders, real satanic chosen ones and priests and priestesses, they believe this. Left undealt with, they will seek to advance that cause. So tonight, believers in your city, pray for the exposure of satanic rituals and the perpetrators. Pray for the victims to be rescued. Pray against the demonic powers being released. Pray that it can be found. And I really believe that if you and I in our cities begin to put up the prayers, because we've seen it happen again and again and again. We're going to see it happen tonight. We've seen it happen in the dealing with satanic ritual crime. It looked like a serial murderer. Looked like serial killer, but it involved a subpersonality demonized seeking powers through a ritualistic type killing. We may be close to that very field where two girls, teenagers, were dumped. We may be very close to that field tonight where one of these conjurers, through the rituals of torturing with cut after cut after cut, 60, 80 cuts, terrorizing, bringing the fear, killing them, only to get the demons. Listen, my friends, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, become fierce in prayer, strong in spiritual warfare, be involved in the Great Commission. If you're not a believer, come to the living Christ. Listen, go to shatterthedarkness.net. A lot of information we can give you. Write to me. Bless you. We'll see you next Monday evening at 6 p.m. Good night and God bless.